Well, we have to take some of those reactions, you know, Lennon. But God bless you for all you're doing, and Gee Willikins, I just would like to hug you real hard, Lennon.
I want to wish you a happy New Year.
God bless you. You're just one of those good people that is so wonderful to live and know.
What do you know?
Well, I'm up here just seeing Texas beat the heck out of Navy.
Sure are. You ought to be ashamed the way you're treating those Navy boys, and I'm their commander in chief.
I know you are, Lennon. I really know you are, but I'm a Texas egg, so after all,
Why don't you drive over and have a little eggnog with us this evening?
This evening?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then that would be wonderful. Are you going to let me have a little of your time to get this thing done?
Yeah, I can come in 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah, but you can come over here this afternoon, can't you? Bring your wife and have Judge Morrison and Wesley West.
Well,
a few of us just gonna have a little eggnog, might have a little dinner, might show you a little movie.
Oh my Lord.
If you don't want to, you can come in the morning. If you don't want to, I'll invite you some other time. I wanna read you this damn ad that you got mixed up here by Houston Hart to Texas Hill Country.
Oh.
LBJ party in the Hill Country all had a good time. Now, let me see. Page 8. Let me see what he says here.
Well, I read what Houston Hart said about you before he talked about the party, and I liked everything he said.
Well, he said, where else could they have enjoyed a good, cold glass of Lone Star beer in a public school building on Sunday afternoon, served from large copper barrels by a native of the area named Harry Jersey?
Oh, no.
Who's sprechen der Deutsch himself.
Ach, du lieber. Lennon, I just enjoyed it so much, and God, I tell you right now, I'm just a new man for knowing you and loving you and having you like we do here.
Where else could they have been the guest of the President of the United States in the same building to which he rode a white mule 4.5 miles to grade school 30 years ago? Where else could they and the rest of the world have seen such a shining example of the fruits of freedom in an age when the visitors could fly halfway around the world to their homes back in Bonn, Germany during a single night? Where else could they have had a message of comparative worth to fling across the wall that separates the free and the enslaved Berliners? Where else could Erhard and Schroeder have met with the head of the government of the United States and his Secretary of State at the closing banquet of a diplomatic conference with 200 of his president's neighbors and his lifelong friends enjoying the president's hospitality and helping him entertain them? Where else could our way of life been brought home to our nation's allies and guests as it was this week at the summer White House on land that was selected by a German immigrant to find a new home of freedom and prosperity in 1848? We believe the representatives of the West German press and a number of members of Erhard's and Schroeder's party will have something new to take home to Europe. Never has there been such a conference since conferences became the rule of bettering relations between nations. To me, this seems to be the only place Mr. Andrew Biddle-Duke, our seasoned and correct chief of protocol of our State Department, wasn't needed at all. You felt the spirit of friendship open its arms there in that little LBJ ranch. Pretty good story, isn't it?
A masterpiece by a good author, but inspired by the warmth of the personality of Lennon Johnson.
Well, we had it.
Those two things go together, and after all, he couldn't have picked it up without that warmth that you generated.
I called him yesterday, and I said, by God, you writing Harry Jersey's ads and your editorials on the front page.
Well, he likes that because, after all, he's a real good friend, of course.
Well, why did you make him spell Lone Star with a capital L?
I mean, after all, are you sort of sitting around and...
Yeah, we just sitting here.
...comfortable this afternoon.
Yeah, we just sitting here with the khaki britches on, getting ready to eat lunch. We haven't even eaten lunch yet. And we're going to... Judge Morrison and Wesley West, Gene Chambers and I, and we saw a little movie about 15 minutes ago, and we're going to eat and maybe take a little nap and get out and look at some deer and come back and meet you and your wife. You want to come over? If
I'll tell you what, we might stand by. You know, one of the great things that happened to me this Christmas was that I was up with my 9 grandchildren, the Grizzadicks.
Oh, God Almighty, that's right. Your grandpa, and there they go.
And you know what?
Those grandpas go completely crazy. That one old woman told me, I said, does every man think that his first child's the most beautiful in the world? She said he does till he gets a grandchild.
Lennon, you know what it is. Our little Laurie, grandchild of the nine, got a tape recording deal. And when I came into the room, do you know what they were playing?
No.
They were playing a reproduction of the speech that you made at the Golden Deeds Award in 1955. And you think Jersey didn't get a great big chest and all of them around? I'm going to play it to you sometime. I don't know if you ever have time, but when you get some of these matters of state and we can have some peanut friendly and all be together,
we'll
going to trot this out, boy.
We'll do it. All right, well,
God bless you. We'll come on by just because if we don't do it, we probably won't have that.
Bring your grandchildren with you if you want to.
Just the two of us. We've got two boys. I got one grandson, Harry Jersey Cooper.
Well, bring him with you.
And a little old freckle-faced boy by the name of...
We got a bunch of kids here. There's a bunch of kids.
God bless you.
Ladybirds, anytime you want to, for 6, 7 o'clock, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30.
Then we'll be by.
All right. If I'm out looking the deer, I'll be back momentarily.
I know, and I've just killed 9. I killed 10 does. I had to get some off the
property. Yeah, well, I killed 2 yesterday morning.
Well, we have to eliminate some of those, but we can't feed them all.
How far are you from here, 40 miles?
We came from here over there in 45 minutes.
All right, okay. Come on over.
All right.